Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. It's another twist in the story of New Zealand firefighter Ian Pullen, with a fourth person charged today over his death in Singleton 2 years ago. Detectives charged a fourth person in relation to his suspicious death, with a man and two women already before the courts. Following further inquiries, police extended a search warrant at a home in Singleton yesterday and arrested a 27-year-old woman. She was taken to Singleton Police Station and charged with accessory after the fact to murder and do act intending to pervert the course of justice. Hunter Valley PD Crime Manager Detective Inspector Matt Zimmer says all four people are known to each other, and they'll allege the 27-year-old also concealed the vehicle.
It will be alleged that that female deliberately destroyed evidence and also concealed the motor vehicle used in the commission of the offence, and that being the vehicle that impacted with Mr. Pullen.
A man is off to court today, charged over an alleged shooting in Scone earlier this week that saw a man show up at hospital with gunshot wounds to his leg. Police have been investigating the incident and yesterday executed a search warrant at a Barton Street home, arresting a 51-year-old man. During the warrant, police found two firearms and also a hydroponic setup. Police remain at the scene today. The man was hit with 8 charges and refused bail to face court in Muswellbrook. Police will allege the 43-year-old went to the Scone property on Tuesday morning and spoke to the older man. It will be further alleged they became involved in an altercation before the older man shot the younger man. The incident was targeted and investigations are continuing. Muswellbrook Fire and Rescue New South Wales will be seeing a new $3.1 million station built by 2022, just a block down from where they currently are on Market Street. Construction is expected to start next year on the new building that will replace the 40-year-old station. Minister for Police and Emergency Services David Elliott came to Muswellbrook today to see where the new fire station will go and says the money the government is spending in emergency services is making a big difference to how they work.
You'll see there'll be three bays for the appliances. There'll also be facilities that are a lot more friendly towards the firefighters, in the sense that they'll be able to have their uniforms cleaned, and of course the ablutions block will be a lot more appealing for males and the increasing number of females. And the technology, we've seen Fire Rescue in New South Wales has really embraced technology.
And the projects receiving funding out of the state government's Resources for Regions funding pool has been announced, with Singleton finally a big winner. 15 projects in Singleton are getting funded, including the Broke Village Shared Footpath at $500,000, $600,000 for the Hamilton's Crossing Road Causeway, and a whole lot more. Mayor Sue Moore is absolutely delighted because they've missed out for so long.
We hadn't been successful for the last two rounds, and the round previously we only got half of what we asked for, so we've missed out effectively 3 years in a row, and now we have a set amount that we can know will be allocated to us. We still have to apply for those programs, but it removes the cost-benefit ratio requirement and also the co-funding requirement.
Muswellbrook Shire Council will have three big projects funded, including a whopping $2.85 million for the Regional Entertainment and Conference Centre. Three projects in the Upper Hunter Shire are getting funding too, including more than $740,000 for the White Park power upgrade. The Upper Hunter has remembered New South Wales and Wallabies prop Ollie Hall over the last week after his sad passing. The 67-year-old passed away this month after a lengthy battle with cancer. He played for the Manly Marlins in the 80s, dabbled in movies, and then moved to Scone in 1989 and strapped on the boots for the Brumbies, helping them to a premiership win. He worked in the mining industry until 2017 and became an invaluable resource for the Scone Junior Rugby Club as a coach. And that's your latest in local news and sport.